This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that can help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better, because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.
Welcome to a five-part limited series podcast on diversity and inclusion, hosted by Odyssey Houston market manager Sarah Frazier, as she chats with Dr. Laura Murillo, CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce, about the life experiences that inspired her to write the book Lead in Life, which is available now on Amazon.com. Here's Sarah Frazier and Dr. Laura Murillo.
When the board changed the tagline of the chamber to the leader of Houston's new majority, there was significant backlash, which is so interesting to me because it was the exact thing that interested me.
Yeah.
Created backlash that I didn't even know happened.
Well, and I wouldn't say it was significant, but certainly caught people's attention, right? And there were those who thought, yes, owning it, putting the stake in the ground, this is what we need to do. And it was a very proud moment, not just for the chamber, but for Hispanics in this city whose demographics were changing every day. And so we received a lot of kudos from people, even non-Hispanics, who said, finally, you guys are stepping up to the plate. Now, having said that, there were others who were not so happy because they felt that somehow it was controversial, or somehow it was an us versus them mentality. I don't know.
Right. But I saw that in there, that you said diversity isn't us versus you. It's all of us together.
Correct.
I think that's a really important piece.
Yes. And it was time for us as the other, in this case, to talk about ourselves, to find solutions for ourselves, to contribute and be seen as not only an albatross or something that was not worthy of investment or time, but that in fact that we were here and that we were making contributions and that we had things to say,
right?
And that we were professionals. It was important, and it was that moment that really, I think, catapulted up into this next level of conversation. But no good thing goes unpunished, and I did receive a phone call from someone, and they ranted and said that it was racist and that they couldn't believe that our board would proclaim themselves a leader of anything. And I listened, and I thanked the gentleman for his phone call, and I said, we stand by our tagline as the leader of Houston's new majority.
Well, I like to say, if you don't have haters, then you're not relevant.
Exactly.
So something that you obviously have been championing for years is finally at the top of a lot of companies' organizational priorities. And I'm talking about diversity, equity, and inclusion.
Yes.
Finally getting the focus that it needs. But one thing that I think a lot of people are concerned about, and you specifically talk about, is how it can get lost in jargon and it sounds good and it can be viewed as just a box to check. So we've done some HR classes, check the box. we invited somebody to come speak that was of a minority group. Check the box.
Right.
What does diversity, equity, and inclusion really mean?
Right. Well, it begins at the top. Sarah, there has to be a conscious effort by the leader of the corporation to say this is important. And it has to be strategically integrated in everything they do. So if you are saying that you want to be diverse, that means that your executive team has diverse participation and that you're doing an analysis of what that means at from the top to the bottom of your organization. Now you have many corporations who have actually hired chief diversity officers, and they sit on the CEO's cabinet to provide insight so that on everything that they're doing from procurement to hiring to sales, that they are in fact inclusive and that it's not a one-time thing, that it's a daily conversation at all levels with this real sense of metrics and strategy and execution, and that you're not reinforcing stereotypes. So the easy things to do, right? Oh, let's have a African-American Appreciation Black History Day. Easy to do. Again, nothing wrong with that. But if that's the only thing you're doing, that's not really making a change. It's saying, well, we're going to have a women's group at our corporation, and the only people in the room are women. That's not going to work. What you're trying to do, and I'll give people the benefit of the doubt, is that they're saying, we want to hear the women's perspective and what they need and what they're feeling and what changes can be made. Well, they need to have an integrated room with women and men. So, again, there's just so much more than a to-do of one day reception or event. And what we often don't realize is sometimes we're reinforcing stereotypes when we do those things without even realizing it. And so it's having a real conversation with the employees, a sense that they can provide feedback, especially now. Think about it. You have employees who now have been working from home. You've got them trying to get their kids back to school. People wearing masks, people not wearing masks, people wanting to do remote, people wanting to be more productive. Whatever the case is, there's a lot of opinions that need to be listened to. Mm-hmm. And if the only person on your team is Hispanic and that person handles all of your minority kind of affairs and is the only one that engages with the minority community, you're missing a lot because that person already knows most everything that they need to know about minority communities.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of work to be done. And I think one of the best steps that corporations are taking is that they are hiring and putting money and resources toward diversity officers.
Yeah, and I think it's, you know, when we talk about diversity in the workplace, it's really hard sometimes.
Yeah.
You can't just say, well, I didn't get any X applicants, right? I didn't get any women. You have to search it out.
You've got to talk to your kind. And it's a normal thing, right? You work with the people that you know in your comfort zone and they get recommended. You've got to go out of that box. You've got to find other people to say, okay, here's someone you've not thought about.
Mm-hmm.
And I go back to the money and the budgeting of all of these things. Often corporations, they identify an already busy executive, typically that woman who's already stretched. And they might say to her, well, we want you to head up our diversity initiatives and outreach and all of that. And this person does not get compensated more. It's put on top of whatever she's already doing.
Mm.
Versus the company saying, this is important enough that we're going to put money and resources behind it. And if we have someone existing already on our payroll and in our executive, we're going to make sure they're compensated for this extra work. So, again, there's a lot more thought that needs to be put into it. You're not alone. And that's why I thought writing this book would help corporations, first of all, just identify with this being not only a need, but a very big opportunity, Sarah. A very big opportunity. Because the corporations that get this right are going to be the ones that are going to be ready, not for just next year, for the next 10 or 20 years.
Yeah. I would recommend that people out there in hiring positions reach out to the Hispanic Chamber of Commerce in their city. Those are the people that know
who's
and
out
can
there.
Connect, right?
Yeah,
find your
there.
Connectors.
Sure.
Because like you said, you know, this is important to the future.
Correct.
So if we don't get this right now, then the next 30 years, it's just going to perpetuate itself, right?
And we have other cities will get this right. Other companies, the companies that get this right will thrive and will succeed and will reap the benefits. Going back to data, Sarah, we've shown in the surveys and the studies that we've been able to look at is that your performance and revenue increase when you have a minority on your executive team. So if you won't do it because it's the right thing to do, do it for your bottom line.
That's amazing.
Thank you for listening to part 4 of this 5-part limited series podcast on diversity and inclusion, hosted by Odyssey Houston's market manager, Sarah Frazier, as she spoke with Dr. Laura Murillo, CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and author of the book Lead in Life. Be sure to check out the next part of this 5-part limited series, as well as Dr. Laura Murillo's book Lead in Life, available now on Amazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know Graybar for electrical parts, but there's one more thing you may not be thinking of us for that could help maximize your next project's total value. Our pre-project planning services are designed to help you win the bid, save on labor costs, and keep your installers productive across your entire build. The sooner you call us, the better. Because when we're there from the beginning, we can anticipate your needs and help you solve problems before they become problems. Yep, Graybar does that.